Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation. So glad to be with you today. We are going to talk about productivity hacks for cleaning company owners. Having coached so many of you guys and had the privilege, to do that, I've really started to, you know, as a coach, I'm constantly looking for what works and what doesn't and why some people are successful and others aren't. And I wanted to put together hacks might just be the best word of like, what is it the guys and gals that really kick butt and take names do differently than the folks that don't? So the problem that we're going to solve in today's time is the reality that so many of us work hard and we make money and then we go on our own business and we find we kind of have to work harder to make money. And we get results, right? It works. The harder we work, the more we make. So we kind of work harder and harder and harder. But there's that law of diminishing returns, right? Where we make more for a little bit. And then at some point, we just keep working harder. We don't make any more, right? And that's typically because we're not being productive enough, right? And as one of the things I love about you guys, Clean and Gals Cleaning Nation, is this is not a lazy group, right? You guys are all about working harder, but a lot of times it doesn't get you the results. And then it's so frustrating. You get burnt out. You can't serve the people that you're supposed to. And the problem is it's not the quantity of the work or, you know, I guess at the beginning it's the quantity, but as we start wanting to leverage our time and make more money and have more impact, but we don't have more hours in the day. We're working as hard as we can. The quality starts to get into it, right? I'll tell you one of the saddest things that happens with our clients. It's actually at the same time, the saddest and happiest thing that happens to our clients, especially the ones that come to us still cleaning, right? And you guys can, gals can let me know if this is you, where you're just starting out, either you're just starting out, so you're still cleaning, or you have just massive fear around employees are going to suck, they're going to screw stuff up, and they're still cleaning, or I've tried to get out of cleaning and it didn't work, I always got snapped back, all that sort of stuff. When we help them move from that to out of cleaning forever, and they go from, hey, I was making whatever I was making a year, and it took me years to build up to that, and I was making that, and I was just cleaning all the time, and I was miserable. When they move from there to the point of making the same or more money and they don't do any cleaning and they're working literally, you know, they might have spent, we've had people that have been cleaning for 30 years, right? It's heartbreaking. In one way, it's exciting, obviously, because like, holy crap, I'm making more money than I've ever made and I don't have to clean anymore, right? So you think it's all good and there's a lot of good. But the problem is there's that underlying like, holy crap, I've wasted that many years of my life, right? I can't believe I was cleaning this whole time and I could have been out, right? Or the flip side is we have this guilt of it's not fair that I've cleaned and I know how hard it is. I know what those, I pay those guys. It's not fair that I make more than that and I don't do any of the cleaning, right? So all of that is because of the quality of the work, not the quantity, right? When we're cleaning, the only way to make more money is more quantity of work. When we start doing other things, we can improve the quality of our work and improve the quality of our pay. And we got to kind of give ourselves permission to be okay with making more because we provide higher quality work as opposed to quantity. The problem is if we don't fix this, this can literally cost you your business. You get burnt out and quit, or in a sense, your life, right? Year by year, you keep cleaning and you don't get anywhere and you're kind of stuck and cost your life. So we are going to today talk about how to hack productivity so you can have the company you want that'll provide the life that you want. Guys, gals, if you are digging the show, support us by subscribing, rating, giving us a review on iTunes, a positive review. If it's a negative review, just tell me, right? You don't have to hurt my feelings. Tell a friend. If you're getting value, support us by subscribing, rating, reviewing, and telling a friend of the amazing stuff that you got here, and give us feedback, what you like, what you don't like, what you hear about. We are open to all that sort of stuff. Just join our Facebook group. There's like 10, 15,000 owners of cleaning companies. Let us know what you like. All right, let's jump into the hack. So the first one, almost sounds too simple, and I think people miss it. So stick with me for a second. Decide and commit. If you're writing stuff down, the first productivity hack to be successful, owner of any company really, but certainly in the cleaning industry, is to decide and commit. So many of us, including myself, younger Mike, started with, I need money, I need customers, I need employees, right? We think that's the problem. If I just had more customers, then life would be great. If I just had more of this, if I had more money. It's never about the thing that we think it is, right? People get all into the weeds about, you don't understand, I've got this loan and there's this equipment and my big customer, and all these details that have nothing to do with nothing. The reality is, it's always about deciding, right? So first and foremost, you're always going to decide. It is the difference between I can walk out right now. Believe it or not, we're recording this in December. I can walk out right now in Phoenix and it's probably 70 degrees, sun shining. It's beautiful. I can stay out there. It's not going to hurt me a bit. A little vitamin D might actually be good for me. However, we take that same light and just focus it down. It becomes a laser, and that same light can cut right through me, right? Or right through you, or right through 3 inches of steel. The difference isn't the sunlight, it's the focus, right? And the best way to focus is to decide and commit. It's so funny, I don't get to do as many of the enrollment calls where we talk to people and decide if they're a good fit for our program anymore, but those are my favorite calls because that's, believe it or not, where the magic happens. A lot of people think that the magic happens once they come into our program and the systems and the process and the support, and it's all amazing. But we don't do scholarships, by the way. So if we did a scholarship and I just found some owner, we have people that clean our house right here. They've never asked me what I do. If I just gave them like, hey, come on into the program, they wouldn't get any result because they hadn't decided and committed. The magical part happens in the enrollment call when we enroll people in their own dreams, right? When they go from, I really want to grow my company, but I can't get employees. I'm too scared. I don't have enough money. My credit sucks. I have a job, whatever our excuses are. We think those are the problem, but the problem is we haven't decided and committed. And just that conversion internally of going from I'd like this to be the case to this shall be the case, that's the magic, right? So first and foremost, and I know it sounds, I don't want you guys to miss it because you've heard it, right? It's like the fat guy going, I know I should work more and eat less sugar, but he's still fat, right? If you're not getting the results that you wanted, it's almost, I could get on a one-on-one call with you and I'm pretty sure 20 to 99.9% of the problem would be 20% to 99% of the problem would be you've not decided and committed, right? So that's really going to be the thing. It's got to happen first. Don't miss it. If you're writing stuff down, that's number one. Number two, and the problem is, or the benefit or problem, depending on how you look at it, is these build on one another. So you can't do number two until you've decided and committed. So if you're like, what else you got? What other hacks you got? None. If you've not decided and committed, I have no other hacks. None of them will work. The good news is once you have decided and committed, the other two will be helpful. They'll make you go faster, further. You don't even need them. Once you've decided, I will have this. I shall have this. Nothing in the world is going to keep me from this. You're good to go. You don't even need me. I can make you go faster and less brain damage and quicker and less money spent, but you've already got the magic. So once you've decided, not until you decided, then you can go to the next thing, which is being resourceful. Someone put in the chat something really important. Denise says, I decided a long time ago, but I didn't commit until recently. Never, 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 never leave, such a great point. Never leave the scene of a big decision without some sort of action, right? The commitment has got to come. I love that insight. So once you've decided and committed, not just decided, and I would even push back a little and argue, if you didn't commit, you didn't decide, right? Those oftentimes go together. All right, so the second piece is be resourceful and figure crap out. Again, if you haven't committed, you'll never be resourceful. But once you've committed, naturally the next step is going to be to be resourceful and figure crap out. You can have excuses, you can have success. Those are both fine. You will just never have them both at the same time. Lou, one of the guys on our team, just posted in our internal chat yesterday, goes, if you really want it, you'll find a way. If you don't really want it, you'll find an excuse. So true, right? So once you've decided and committed, it's so much easier to figure stuff out. So if it's like, well, I'd really like to start a company if I could just get a loan from the government, if I just had an employee, if I just had help, you're never going to do anything. When you go, because I've decided to start a company, I will find money, I'll get the loan, I'll get the help, whatever the case is. So you really have to change it from the cart and the horse. The cart, the thing that has to go first is you decide and then you get resourceful. So when you, as opposed, you know, unresourceful person goes, well, the COVID's going on and the whole economy shut down, so I can't start my cleaning company now. That guy or gal is not being resourceful. The resourceful owner says, the decided, committed, resourceful owner says, because of COVID's going on, there's more opportunity now than ever. Cleaning wasn't a big deal before. It's in the spotlight now. And we've got people on our program that are crushing it during COVID. So if you say, I need a loan, that's external because someone may or may not give you a loan, right? The reality is I need to earn the money. I need to find a way to earn the money. Well, to get money, I need customers, right? That's another I need statement, which is outside, like customers somehow come or don't come, right? We need to internalize and go, I need to find a way to give so much value, people will be lining up to give me money. So do you see the difference between resourceful and non-resourceful? Non-resourceful goes, I need a loan. Resourceful goes, I'm going to figure out a way to get the money. Non-resourceful people go, I need customers. Resourceful people go, there's so many people in this world that I can serve and help. I'm going to find a way to bring them value. Non-resourceful people say, I need employees. Resourceful people say, I'm going to build a community of people that share my values and are down with the same service goals that I have and that want to change the world just like I do, and people won't be able to stay away. Do you see the difference? Internalizing is I have control. Externalizing is making it the other guy or the universe's problem. So if I go, I need a loan, that's the bank's problem. Maybe the bank gives me money, maybe they don't. There's nothing I can do about it. Going, I'm going to find a way, I'll earn the money, that's totally within me. I need employees. You kind of depend on other people. You can't do that. Either they'll show or they won't. But you can completely create a community of people that's amazing. You go, I need customers. Maybe they show up, maybe they don't. But if you go, I'm going to create an offer, a way to improve people's lives, a way to serve and help people that they just can't resist, that's all within you. So do you see the difference between being resourceful and internalizing, going, whatever, if it's to be, it's up to me, I got to make this happen, and externalizing, going, I hope this guy, this gal, this other human does something that I want. And if they do, then I can have my goal. But if they don't, then I guess I'll just curl up and die. So number one, we got to decide and commit. The decisiveness and committedness allows us to be resourceful and figure stuff out. And guess what? For employees, we want resourceful people that figure stuff out, right? You don't want the employee that calls and goes, I forgot a rag. Will you bring it to me? I can't figure it out. They don't know anything, right? You're like, figure it out, be resourceful, right? So the same person, if you want to lead resourceful people, you have to be a resourceful person. Just remember, it has nothing to do with what happens in the world. There's a pandemic. It has everything to do with how you respond, right? The good news is when it's outside of you, there's really nothing we can do. Either the world will help or comply, or it won't. When it's inside, we can unlock unlimited potential, right? We've just got this, you know, I don't want to get political, but there's an election, right? In every election, different politicians have their own way of, vote for me and I'll make your life better, right? If we're holding our breaths for the government or some politician to make our lives better, we have our eggs in the wrong basket. If anyone's going to make it better, it's the guy or the gal that you shave with every morning that's going to make it better, right? So we've got to make sure that we put it on us. That's the basis, the foundation of our entrepreneurship is I'm going to bend the world to me. I shall not bend me to the world. And I'm not asking the world for it. I'm going to make it happen. We're not waiting on a politician, a guy giving a loan, an employee, a customer to get your dream. We're going to do stuff that we can control. So number one is be decisive and commit. Number two is once you're decisive and commit, then you can be resourceful and figure crap out. Once you've done that, the most important thing, the most important hack to do that is to control your focus. It is so easy to look at the wrong things, right? We got to start with, once we have committed and we've been decisive and committed and we are resourceful, we decide we're going to figure stuff out, we've got to control our focus. And the first thing we're going to focus on is what your big why is, right? Why am I doing this? We're going to connect our why to everything that we're doing. It's so easy to clean or drag rags around or just make up all sorts of bunch of work that's not important, busy work really, because we're not focused, right? There's only three things that you can do. You can be working in your business, you can be working on your business, or you can be working out of your business. That's really it. 100% of the time, you're sleeping, that's out of your business, right? Right now, I would consider this working on your business, but no matter what you do, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, it can be into one of those three categories. I'm working on my business, I'm working in my business, or I'm out of my business. Out and on are okay. That's what we're trying to do. So out of your business, I'm not doing anything. I'm playing with my kids. God bless you. That's why the business exists, right? So that's why we start with our why. We get confused sometimes and think we exist to serve our business and to feed it. Not the truth. Our business exists to serve and feed us and our family. So connecting the why, that will help you work on and get out of your business. Working on your business is doing things that you do once and you get paid for over and over and over again, right? Working in your business is low. That's the lowest wage thing there is to do, right? You do it once, you have to do it again if you want to get paid. If I'm cleaning, that's fine. I get paid for the hours I clean now, but if I want to get paid again tomorrow, I got to clean some more, right? Dragging rags, doing payroll, all this repetitive stuff is stuff that you can do once and get paid for it, but then you have to do it again if you want it to get done. On your business is things like creating systems and processes, building a culture. These are things that you do once and you get paid on forever. So the first way to control your focus is to identify, am I working in, on, or out? The on or out, the out and the in, we're not as worried about what happens during those times. When you're out of your business, living your life, doing what you want to do, that's great. Whatever you're doing is fine. When you're working in your business, it really doesn't matter either, right? Whether you're cleaning or humping rags or doing payroll or dealing with a customer, any of this in your business stuff doesn't really matter. You want to track the amount of time you spend in your business, but what you do, one in your business task is as bad as the other. I wouldn't really worry about it. On your business is where we really, really need to track and focus, right? So I have seen, and I know personally, with 1 to 3 focused hours a day, Monday through Friday, you can transform your business. The problem is most of us aren't willing to work 1 to 3 focused hours. We're willing to work 10 to 12 unfocused all over the board hours, right? And that's not going to change your business. So we need to make sure there's at least 1 hour per day of working on our business. We're creating systems, we're creating culture. We are doing the things that are going to get us where we need to go. And then again, the longer we're working in our business, cleaning and doing paperwork and tedious stuff like that, when we're doing that, no one's running our business, right? We're not growing. So we want to get the in the business work down, the on the business work up, and the out will naturally go up. And all this can't happen until you kind of track what you're doing. So if you, just to recap the 3 hacks to grow really you first and then your business, decide and commit. Nothing happens until you're all in. You decide and commit, just like we had someone say they decided, but they didn't commit. Number 2, be resourceful, internalize. I'm going to figure it out. If it's going to happen, it's up to me. And then number 3, control my focus. I'm really going to focus on the work that is the highest value. And what's that work that's highest value? On your business, things that are systems, processes. You do the work once, you get paid forever. Building a culture, things like that. All right. If you are listening going, holy crap, this is making sense. This is scratching where I itch. This is the need I have in my life. And I have decided and I'm committed. I'm all in. I've got to make this change in my life. I just know what the next step is. Book a scale session with our team. We have, the cool thing about our entire team is they're all here for the same reasons. Like, we're here to have fun, make money, be real, and help out. When I say help out, we're talking about you guys. When I say make money, not just for us, but for you and for our team members as well. Be real. Hopefully everyone that knows me is like, yep, the mic on the podcast is the same mic in the training. And if we hang out in person, it's the same dude. And help out, make money. And then we try and have as much fun as we can possibly have. So we do all of that because we love, love, love serving owners of a cleaning company. So if you're like, yes, I'm desperate, I am committed, I'm all in, I've got to make a change, I just don't know what to do, grab a scale session with one of our teammates. We'll jump on a call with you and really look at what is possible in terms of money, in terms of time freedom, kind of in like a 90-day schedule and like a 12-month schedule, right? What can happen right now, what can happen there? We'll look at who you're serving now, who you could be serving, who you shouldn't be serving, how your pricing is, your client attraction systems, your hiring and staffing systems. Really, we're going to uncover the opportunities that are kind of dormant in your business and find out what's holding you back from getting those opportunities and map out an action plan to make sure that you work on your business, not in it, and that all of that commitment and internalizing helps you move from more quantity of work to make more money and impact to more quality of work. So if you'd like to do that, you're going to go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. You will leave the session feeling clear and confident and exciting. Excited. And maybe you'll be back in love with your cleaning company. A lot of the people that we talked to are kind of not there. So go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. If you are committed and decisive, you want to get resourceful and you just need the next steps to help focus on where you need to go. That's what we do all day, every day. Hopefully this has been a massive value. Love serving you guys, Cleaning Nation. We will talk again soon.
Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.